President Bush meets today at the White House with Spain's Prime Minister José María Aznar. The president wants to explain his decision to establish military tribunals. Spain refuses to extradite any terror suspects to the United States unless there are guarantees they would not be subject to capital punishment. An investigating judge in Spain last week charged a suspected al-Qaeda cell with having advanced knowledge of the September 11th attacks. From Madrid, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the case and the magistrate who's prosecuting it.
Judge Baltasar Garzón is a fabled legal figure in Spain whose investigations of an alleged al-Qaeda cell in Madrid puts him squarely in the limelight again. Critics say Garzón's high-profile cases, such as his attempt to put Chile's Augusto Pinochet on trial last year, are born more out of ego than inspired jurisprudence. But Garzón has disrupted the activities of Colombian narco-terrorists, Basque separatist bombers of ETA, and former South American military leaders. Victor de la Serna is one of the managing editors of Spain's second-largest newspaper, El Mundo.
What distinguishes Garzón from others, besides his brashness, is that he sees judicial opportunities where nobody else does. So he just jumps in with maybe sketchy things. But he is probably, with this sort of not very orthodox way of acting, he is more or less doing pioneer work.
Judge Garzón's indictment last week charged a suspected cell of Islamic extremists in Spain with being members of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. And observers such as de la Serna say that case looks promising.
It seems that Spain has an important role as a staging point for Arab and Muslim terrorist groups. So I don't think that it's going to be too difficult to prove a connection. But are these people as decisive as that? That's going to be the main question.
Garzón claims the suspected Spanish cell had advanced knowledge of the September 11th attacks. The court order cited cryptic telephone conversations that judicial sources say make sense only in the context of September 11th. Court sources say remarks about cutting the throat of the bird, intercepted a month before the attacks, could refer to an eagle, which is code for the United States. The reliance on circumstantial evidence doesn't bother political commentator Herman Tersch, who points out that Garzón's indictment comes after years of investigating the web of terrorist groups in Spain.
He is not only the best informed man about terrorism from ETA, narco-traffic, and Islamic terrorism, but also about the interconnections. And the interconnections exist.
A judicial source said the case establishes the circuit between the Spanish cell and other bin Laden operatives in Europe. But the indictment relies on some questionable assertions. It claims the phone number of the Madrid cell leader was discovered at the same address in Hamburg where hijacker Mohammed Atta once lived. German records, however, reportedly show Atta lived at a different location. Victor de la Serna says it wouldn't be the first time Garzón has got his facts wrong.
He's missed the point many times before. One of the largest anti-drug operations in Spain finished in a number of mistrials because he had not gotten the facts right. Then again, in this part of the investigation, getting 100% of the evidence right may not be decisive because this is not the evidence that will send these people to jail.
Observers say if the suspects are found guilty of nothing more than being al-Qaeda terrorists, that itself is a serious crime with a substantial prison term. Congressman Gustavo de Aristegui says the case is also important from the standpoint of solidarity with the United States.
Since we have suffered for so many years terrorism, we know what it's like, and it is a democratic duty, it's an ethical and moral duty of Democrats to be alongside with each other.
Spain abolished the death penalty and is prevented from extraditing any terror suspect to the United States as long as they face the possibility of capital punishment. Under an EU agreement, Madrid is also barred from handing over suspects to countries where judicial norms are seen as falling below those of the 15-nation bloc. And that, according to the Spanish Foreign Ministry, includes secret military tribunals of the kind President Bush has ordered. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Madrid.